This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Oh Lord, I give you this word. Before I even begin, Father, I give you this word. And I confess to you, Father, I've been feeling very wound up. Because of the internet problems that we've been having today. And I set it aside and lay it at the foot of your cross, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. You see, beloved, I am transparent. When things aren't right, I will let you know that they are not right. When things are right, I will let you know that they are right. And I love to bring God's word. We're studying Psalm 103. And yesterday we took a look at verse 18 of those who are faithful to his covenant, of those who obey his commandments. We look at the commandments of Jesus very briefly. And I've made a decision that I want to bring you a series about Jesus' commandments. But today we're at Psalm 103 and verse 19. And it says simply this: the Lord has made the heavens his throne, and from there he rules over everything. The Lord has made the heavens his throne room. So every time we worship him, if we are worshiping him in spirit and in truth, we should be standing, figuratively speaking, before the throne of grace. And I can tell you this, before Almighty God, in front of the throne, there will be no egos. There will not be any huge ministries. There will not be any mega churches that belong to one person or two people. And it sounds, when I say that, that I'm being critical. I'm not. I'm not being critical at all. I'm just stating a fact. It will be perfect. Because you see, when we are standing in the throne room, in the heavens, before Almighty God, then, and only then will we be in the new heaven and the new earth, and then, and only then, we'll be all equal before Almighty God. All of us will be equal before him. There will be no egos. There will be no tears. There'll be no pain, no crying, no illness. We will just be there, worshipping him, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the bright morning star, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Rapha. Oh Lord, Yahweh. Yesu. Thank you, Jesus. I cannot wait for that moment. I cannot wait for that moment. And what makes me think about it right now is these words that come from David's psalm, where he says, "The Lord has made the heavens his throne." And watch what he says. He says, "From there, he rules over everything." Now, oftentimes, people in this world think they are ruling. Governments think they are ruling. Kingdoms think they are ruling. But they're not. I believe the Lord lets them do what they need to do whilst they're on this earth. But rest assured, our Lord God, He is the one who is in control. You know, I can remember talking to John Bevere for a television broadcast on God TV called In Depth. And we were discussing the bigness of God. And he tried to put into context exactly how big this universe is by saying, "Can you imagine that the sun is an orange? And the earth is a peppercorn." Think about this for a second. The sun being an orange. And the earth being a peppercorn. You got that? You got that in your mind? Now, if you had an orange now, and you were to put it in the palm of your hand, at one end of the palm of your hand, and you put the other end, or rather, you put the peppercorn at the other end of your hand. Imagine that represents the sun and the earth. Now watch this. Your Heavenly Father holds that in the palm of His hand. And we just said that the earth is represented by a peppercorn. How small are you in comparison to the earth? Therefore, how small are you in comparison to Almighty God? It is mind-blowing because He holds the universe in the palm of His hand. He made the earth by saying, "Let there be light," and there was light. And He saw that it was good. How big, how glorious is our God. And we know that He rules over everything. He rules over everything. But we can say no. If we wish, we can say, "Nope, God doesn't rule over me." Yeah, you can say that. But I can tell you, God rules over me. At least I want Him to rule over me constantly, all the time. I want God to be in my life so much that I don't even have to think about what He wants, because I know what He wants. Why? Because we are almost one. That is what I want. That is my heart's desire. To know God's will at every moment of my life. I know that God's will is for me to tell you about His love, and I won't stop doing that. I keep on doing that, keep on doing that, keep on doing that, and I'll do it until I draw my last breath. As I think about it, as I lie in a hospital bed, perhaps, as I am drawing my final breath, I'll be telling the nurses about Jesus and how wonderful He is. And I can't conceive anything else. You see, He is our supreme ruler. He is our Lord. He is our God. He is our King, beloved. I want you to do something for me right now. I want you to make a decision that you are going to declare that God Almighty, your Heavenly Father, is in control of your life. I remember I was on a radio station once some years ago in London, on a national radio station, a Christian radio station. And I played a song by Twyla Paris called God is in Control. And as soon as I'd finished playing it, I had a text message from someone who was listening and said, God isn't in control of my life. And then the person said, I'm a Christian. I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm born again, but he's not in control of my life, nor would I want him to be. And I thought, oh my goodness, this person is missing it. Completely missing it. Beloved, to me, it is vital. Would you agree to that? Would you agree to that with me? Would you say, God is in control? Would you say that along with me as we pray together? I love that fact. I love that fact so, so very much. And I just feel it's so important today. So important. I can sense that someone listening to this broadcast is having an issue with this. Because you think God is going to rule you with a rod of iron. That is what you're thinking. God is in control of my life. He's going to rule me with a rod of iron. Nothing, beloved, say nothing. Nothing could be further from the truth. Nothing could be further from reality. You know why? Because he loves you so much that he gave his son 2,000 years ago on the cross. He died for you. Jesus died for you. And all you're saying to Almighty God is, Lord, I want you in control of my life. Would you pray with me? Say these words. Heavenly Father, I declare right now that you are in control of my life. Lord God Almighty, let me be who you want me to be. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Beloved, if you have prayed that prayer, if you are listening to the live broadcast right now, or you're listening to the repeated broadcast, or you're listening to this particular message on Podbean, on our podcast service, it matters not. But I would like to hear from you. I would love you to send me an email and simply say these words, God is in control. That's all you've got to say. Nothing else. Just those words. David, God is in control. Studio at worshipradio247.org. That is the email address of where you need to send that email. And all I'll do is I'll pass your name on to the team, and the team can then pray for you. That would be wonderful. We can pray for your protection. And we can pray for God's will to be worked out in your life. That would be so good. Studio@worshipradio247.org. May you be blessed in the name of Jesus.
Let you down. Why start to worry now? Why start to worry?